This is actually a testament to how government can indeed work, even at the federal level. I mean, we're doing such good things at a city level, such good things at a state level. But, of course, all the controversy and the negativity is around the federal government. Well, this is one example of where the federal government did work. We went out as a city and we improved our levee system, strengthened our flood control, made 160,000 people so much safer because of it. Had to borrow some money to do that. The federal government said they would repay us back, and my goodness, they did. And I'll actually give you a little scoop here. We think we may even get the money as early as this week.
Really?
Yeah.
So now the question becomes, what happens to the $10 million? I'm sure there are a lot of ideas floating around. What are your thoughts?
Well, my preference would be to pay off the bonds. I'd love to do that. The issue is that we can't. There is a call protection on these bonds through at least 2018. So that means we can't prepay them early. So what do you do with that money? We really have a lot of flexibility. We can invest that money. Then, you know, use the savings or use the interest to do other things. We could spend it on quality of life investments. We could spend it on roads. We could pay off other debt that we have as a city. The great news is that the city is so financially strong that, you know, we're in no emergency to spend it. We can actually take our time, evaluate all the options, review those with the public, review them with the city council, and then decide. But again, what a great surprise, and it's absolutely wonderful for the town.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether is here. 336-1320 is our phone number. If you've got a question or comment for Mayor Huether, call us. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Then there was other good news for the city of Sioux Falls, a report that was commissioned by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. Sioux Falls was listed as one of just a small number of cities really honored for growth and for a number of different things.
We are making national news when it comes to Sioux Falls. And whether it be CNN or Fox Business News, The Atlantic, and then again this one, we are really being recognized as with all the good things that are going on in our town. This particular article and this particular national recognition, we were one of seven cities that were chosen for how our government is run, how fiscally sound we are, how we partner with organizations like the Chamber, Forward Sioux Falls, Sioux Falls Development, the state of South Dakota, how we partner to make so many good things happen. The Forward Sioux Falls effort, where they raised millions of dollars to really help strengthen our town and make it even more vibrant. But I think that the crux of it was, what are these seven cities doing that we could help educate every other city in America to bring us back to prosperity? Because these seven cities are unbelievably strong, very, very prosperous. Now, what are they doing so well that we could benchmark across all the other cities and replicate and duplicate? And so it was a lot of fun. I was honored to be part of it.